Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala.com is her website. That's O-L-A-L-A-H. Olala Njinga, and her other website for her business is yellowwoodgroup.com. I encourage you to check those out. Olala, we were talking about, you wanted to talk to us about candidates that, and how whether they were going to be good for small business or not.
Right.
We talked about the Dems in the last segment. Talk to us about the GOP. Who do you think is going to be, who do you think would be the best Republican candidate for small business?
All right, so I might take some heat for this one. But I think as because the list is so long, I think as we get down to it, we're going to see a lot of movement around Jeb Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Huckabee mm-hmm. might give Marco Rubio a run for his money. I think Ben Carson would be great, but I don't think it's going to be enough on that influential piece.
I'd vote for him, but he doesn't have a critical mass.
Exactly. So he won't be able to move that influential number too much.
He won't even be in the first debate.
He won't be in the first debate. Rick Santorum is going to give people a run for their money, but I think he's going to end up falling out.
Yep.
And I keep being asked about Donald Trump, and the main issue about Donald Trump is he is believable. He is influential. A lot of people do like him, but he scores very low on the relatability piece.
Yeah,
people can't relate to him because they just don't understand.
He is saying things that a lot of Americans are thinking.
Are thinking.
He doesn't always say them artfully, but
right.
he says things. And when I heard him give his speech when he announced he was running for president, I said, what he's saying right now, notwithstanding the stupid things he said,
right.
the other things, I said, that's going to resonate with people. And I think that's what's happening. So what do you think about Walker?
You know, I don't have a lot of background on Walker really being
Let me tell you
strong.
Why Walker. Well, Walker is, I think he's a sleeper for a lot of people because look what he's gone through up there.
This is very true. He has cut through a lot of red tape and jumped over
He's made
hurdles.
Things happen in a state that's ideologically opposite of him.
Right. That's a good point. I mean, he definitely is very sympathetic.
And he's been vetted. I'm telling you something. The left of the world put millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars behind getting him not to get reelected and behind a recall. I mean, there is nothing about him that everybody doesn't, that they don't know.
Right.
He's been vetted. And he won. He won.
Right. I just don't know where he comes up on that influential piece.
I always come back
to, you know, there's that gentle combination that we look for in a president. It's hard to know if you take him out of his element how much influence he can really actually spend. You know, it's one thing to be likable and believable, but if you do not hit that critical mass, if you don't have enough star power
right.
to get people to move the needle,
well, that's true. No, you're right.
Candidate.
You're right. And see, this what you're talking about now is the part that's unfortunately the beauty contest part of getting
right.
elected president.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's right. You know, we don't want to talk about it, but the truth is we elect people who we think can effectuate change and have influence.
But as small businesses, though, as a small business owner, I'm looking for a candidate that I don't have to agree with everything they say as long as fundamentally their
right.
attitude is the government is not the savior for everything.
There you go.
If they'll have that attitude, even if he and I disagree on immigration, if we disagree on you know other things, or she, if it's she, Carly Fiorina, I think
I like
probably
Carly.
would do great. But
right.
but as long as their general philosophy is not that the government is the answer, then I think I can get along with it. What do you think?
Yes, I personally like Carly very much. I was very excited to
see
her.
She's a smart lady.
She's a very smart lady, and I think that we're ready as a country. We are ready for a president, and you know how I felt about this. I've never wavered.
Yeah.
My biggest issue with the current administration is career politics. If you've never had to run payroll, you do not understand what it's like to be a small business.
We need people who know how to solve problems,
solve problems.
President Obama never had to solve any problems. And frankly, well, anyway, we need people who've got some experience in tackling things, not just talking.
Absolutely.
Not just talking about. And that's one of the reasons I've got a little bit of a problem with some of the senators.
Right. There you go, yeah. Right? That's a whole, yeah. That's a conversation for another day, isn't it?
Exactly. Hey, Alala, good job today. Come back soon.
I certainly will, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you next time. Olala Nchinga, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget her websites, olala.com, and also yellowwoodgroup.com is her other business website. She'll be back another day. It's always exciting when Olala joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.